Zok the Mishnah Vayitra, Masech the Shabbos, Perik Chav Dalid, Mishnah Beis. So we know you're allowed to feed your behemah on Shabbos. Not only are you allowed to feed your behemah on Shabbos, you have to feed your behemah on Shabbos. If not, it would be Tzar Balei Chayim. Now that I feed behemahs that aren't your responsibility to feed, but your own behemah, you have to feed them. As a matter of fact, there's a halacha, you're not even allowed to eat your own meal before you feed the behemah. Now, feeding behemahs can be quite a tircha. Chazal don't want us to overburden ourselves on Shabbos because of Einik Shabbos. So therefore, you can do what is necessary, but you can't do extra in terms of tircha. Now, if it's a malacha, you can't do it, period. But even if it's not one of the lamites malachas, it's just hard work, so we're only going to allow you to do what it takes for the animal to eat. So what's called what it takes for the animal to eat and what's called extra? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Chav Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Matirin, you can open up Pekiye Amir, bundles of straw, lifnei behema, in front of the behema. Maybe a tircha to open up the bundles of straw. Try to imagine a bundle and there's a rope or something that ties it together on one end, another one on the other end. But without doing this, it's not food. So by opening it, I'm really making food for the animal. Without that, he can't eat it. That's what you can do it. But let's say I'd like to do more than just open it. I want to take it and scatter it around a little bit. It would make it easier for the animal to eat, more geschmack. Well, that you can't do. Because the maisa, as soon as you open it, the animal will figure out how to eat it. So to scatter it, which is called pispus in the Lashon of the Mishnah, that's only to make it more geschmack. So tircha, to make it more geschmack, when it's already oichel without that you can't do on Shabbos. However, suppose you have kifim. What are kifim? The Batanura says, anafim lachim shel oiris. Small branches of oiris, some say, is rice, whatever the case may be. This is something that unless you break it up and scatter it, and the animal sniffs it, he won't bother eating it. So therefore, a mefasbisim, you can scatter as hakifim. You can scatter and spread it out before the behemah. He smells it, he says, this is taka food. Without that, he doesn't know it's food, or somehow he just wouldn't come around to eat it. Avaloya says zirin, but you can't scatter zirin. What are zirin? Zirin, says the Batanura, is the same as pekiye amir, bundles of straw. Well, so how come at the beginning of the Mishnah we referred to it as bundles of straw, and here we referred to it as zirin? The answer is, the bundles of straw are tied at the top, tied at the bottom. The zirin are tied three times, top, bottom, and in the middle. Now here, because it's packed together so tight, and it tends to, like, heat up, so the behema, he may be finicky about this. So there may have been more of a svara to say, no, this I have to scatter. Suck the Mishnah, no. Open up the 1, 2, and even the middle one, and the 3 agudais, the things that wrap this together, and that's it. Saif kol saif, the animal will eat it. Suck the Mishnah, vayter ein meraskin, you can't, like, shred. Risuk means to break into small pieces. Ein meraskin, you can't cut into small pieces. Lo yasas shachas. Shachas also means straw, but it means straw from grain that like didn't ripe yet. That's very soft. And because it's so soft, you can just eat it. Maybe the behemoth would like for you to cut it up. It doesn't have to work so hard, but you can eat it without that. And therefore, you can't cut this up on Shabbos. That would be extra tircha. Lo yasas charuven. And you can't cut up carobs. The animal can eat it even without you cutting it. So again, ein meraskin, you can't cut up leis ha-shachas, not this soft straw, leis ha-cheruvin, not carobs, lifnei behema, before a behema, to make it easier for the animal to eat. And this is true. Bein daka, whether it's a smaller animal, bein gasa, or a heavyweight animal. The behemas are divided into two categories. Behema dakais, like sheep and goats, and behemas gasais, those are like cows or oxen. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is mutter to cut up the cheruvin, when it comes to cheruvin, ledaka for the daka. Small animals, their teeth are thin, and they may have a hard time chewing, even the soft carobs. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, by cutting it up, it's not an extra tircha, you're making it edible for them. And that's why it would be mutter. Okay, let's chazer over the Mishnah. We learned you can untie bundles of straw before an animal. Otherwise, he can't eat it. We learned that you can scatter like the branches of Erez, because otherwise the animal won't eat it. But you can't scatter the bundles of straw, and you can't scatter even the zirin. What are zirin? Bundles of straw that are tied very tight. There's like three strings around them. At the top, at the bottom, in the middle. So over here, I would have thought, ugh, it's so like warm from being tight together that the animal's not going to eat it unless we do some scattering over here. No, no. Maybe a little bit of a problem for the animal, but he's going to eat it. It's a ready food, and it would be an unnecessary tircha. We learned that you can't shred shachas, which is very soft straw, or cheruvin, or carobs, before the behemoth, because he can eat it without it, and that's true for behemoths dakas, like sheep, or goats, and it's true for behemoths gasos, like cows and oxen. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could cut up the cheruvin for the smaller behemoths who have thinner teeth. However, says the Batanuda, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.